We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Vav, Sif Yadalid. Says the Mechaber, Misha Shalchelo Shotzio Bito Mi Beiso B'Shabbos Lo Tzio Mi Klal Yisrael, Mitzvah Lassam Laderech Pa'amav Leishtadal Ba'atzalasa, V'yotze Afilu Chutz L'Shalosh Parsaos, V'ilo Ba'i Beis Din Gozrin Alav. So, the Shulchan Aruch says that if one finds out that their daughter was taken by bandits, taken to be converted to another religion, taken to leave the Jewish religion, then he's obligated as a mitzvah upon the father to go, to run even outside of the tchum, even outside of a tchum d'oraisa, in order to go save his daughter. And if he refuses to, says the Mechaber, Beis Din makes a gzeira upon this father for not going to save his daughter. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it is not only a situation of one's daughter, but really anybody is permitted to be mechalel Shabbos in order to save someone from being converted or leaving the Jewish religion. The Shaar HaTzion says this in the name of the Olas Tamid and the Elia Rabba. This situation really gets into the question of if we tell someone to be over an Isser in order to save someone else from being over Isurim, the Klal called whether we are omrim la'adam chatei b'shvil shatiske chavercha, you should perform a sin so that another person does not perform a sin. Here, it appears at the Mechaber Paskins that we do say chatei b'shvil shatiske chavercha, you should be mechalel Shabbos in order to save the girl from leaving the Jewish religion and performing many averas. The Rishonim discuss limitations to this halacha. It also suggests that we only say chatei, that you should sin when the other person was not posheya. How if the other person was negligent and caused themselves to perform the iser, then we do not tell you to perform an iser to save them from performing the iser. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, that it is only true if the girl was not posheya. However, if she was posheya, she went with these people willingly, then we would not say that you should perform an iser, b'machal Shabbos, in order to save her. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Elia Rabba, who says that this limitation of Tosos only applies to Isurei d'Oraisa. However, Isurei d'Rabbanim, we would say, you can be over even if the other person was posheya. The Shaar HaTzion explains this halacha, this psak of the Elia Rabba. Really, according to the Magen Avraham, we would not say chatei in a case where the other person was posheya, even on an Isser Durabanan. However, the Shaar HaTzion thinks that in this situation of an Isser Durabanan, we can rely on the other teretz of Tosos, which is that we do not say we only say chatei b'shul shatiske chavercha when it is a mitzvah rabba. When it is not a mitzvah rabba, we would not say chatei. So even if she was posheya, if it is a mitzvah rabba, we would say chatei b'shul shatiske chavercha, even if she was posheya. So therefore, over here, where she is going to be leaving the Jewish religion, it is clearly considered to be a mitzvah rabba, and we would say chatei b'shul shatiske chavercha, even if she was posheya. It appears that the two deos in Tosos, whether the limitation is posheya or the limitation is only by a mitzvah rabba, is a machlokas between the Magen Avraham, who says posheya, and the Vilna Gaon, who says it's tully in mitzvah rabba. The Magen Avraham raises another interesting suffix. If the daughter is a young girl, then maybe we wouldn't say that you should be machal Shabbos in order to save her. Since we say ein based in mitzuvin lahafrisho, a person, the basin is not chayev to, that's how we paskin that, a basin is not chayev to ensure that a child does not perform an iser, maybe we would say that you would not say chatei in order to save her. It is also possible that since this could be a case of pikuach nefesh, spiritually, then we would say chalal shavas achas in order to save her. And Elia Rabba thinks that we should be mekel and save even a young child from being taken away, because if we allow her to go now, she will remain that way even after she grows up outside of the Jewish religion. The Ramah comments, Ayin Lakaman, Simen Shin Chav Ches, Sif Yud. The Mishnah Berurah explains this reference, that over there it says that if someone wants to force another person in order to perform an Avera, we are not Mechal Shabbos to prevent them from performing an Avera. So it appears to be a stira to our din over here, where the Mechaber says, Chatei, Bishil Shatiska Chavercha. Over there in Shin Chav Ches, it appears that we don't say you should be Mechal Shabbos in order that the other person should not sin. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it is not a stira. He explains that over there it is referring to where the person is going to perform one Aveira. So, why should you perform an Aveira in order to prevent someone else from performing one Aveira? However, over here, you performing one Aveira is going to prevent this girl from performing many Aveiros, as she will not be Jewish for the rest of her life, and therefore we would say Chate over here, even if we would not say Chate over there. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah quotes an interesting halacha from the Knesset HaGdola that one is permitted to go outside of the Tchum to be Mechal al Shabbos in order to avenge the blood of one's father, to go kill the murderers who killed one's father. And the Magen Avraham and everyone else questions this halacha. After all, we never say that you could be Mechal al Shabbos for any Tzorech Mitzvah, so why is this Tzorech Mitzvah different than any other Tzorech Mitzvah? Just a few interesting ha'aras related to Chatei B'Shutzer Tiska Chavercha, the suffix of the Magen Avraham, whether one would be mechuyev to sin in order to save a young child or not, explains the Rav Moshe Feinstein is only true regarding other people. However, the father is for sure chayev to save the daughter, even if she is a young girl. After all, he is chayev to ensure that she is married off, so for sure he has to be concerned that she remain within the Jewish religion. As well, the Stechemet in the Klalam Arechas Ha'alef, Klal 187, says that we say Chatei if it is just being Mevatel a mitzvah and not being over an Aveira. Therefore, the Shevet Alevi Rav Osner in Chelek Vav Sivan Lamed Vav says that to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur on Shabbos in order to go somewhere to be Mechazek, not from Jews, is permitted, as you are only being Mevatel an Aseh, not actually performing an Aveira. That concludes Siman Shin Vav. Siman Shin Zayin, Dine Shabbos Hatluim B'Dibur. Sif Aleph. The Dabar Davar Shlo Yedibrucha Shal Shabbos Ki Dibur Shal Chachol. The way you speak on Shabbos should not be the way you speak during the week. Hakachasr Lomar Davar Ploni Esel Amachar Eschor Ploni Esekel Amachar. You cannot discuss the malacha that you will do the next day or business you will do the next day. Vafil B'sichas Dvar Metelem Asr Laharbos. You should even minimize the amount of wasted words, of frivolous words that you use on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it is only prohibited to speak about Dvarim Asurim, things which you are not allowed to do on Shabbos, even if it is only Isser Durabanan. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings a Machlokas Haposkim, whether the prohibition of Dabar Davar applies to a Dvar Mitzvah as well. Like, can you say you're going to write a Sefer Torah, or you're going to drive to perform a mitzvah the next day? The Eli Rabbah and the Maimar Mordechai and the Birka Yosef say that it is permitted, while others disagree. The Mishnah Berurah says, L'chatchila, it is best to be machmir when there is no tzorech for the day. However, if you are afraid that you will not perform the mitzvah if you don't say you're going to do it today, then for sure it is permitted according to all days.